Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4723.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would say my stepdad. Growing up, my stepdad pretty much raised me with my mom. He was my coach through football, baseball, soccer, basketball, everything growing up. And, you know, he coached me, helped me out with everything through the age 18 pretty much whenever I left to go to college. If it weren't for him, I probably would not have been near as successful as I was in sports and in other, you know, school-related events, things like that. So I'd say my stepdad is probably one of the biggest influences I had.
What do you aspire to be?
After I finish with college, I plan to go into corporate wellness. If not that, maybe medical device sales, something along those lines. Anything to use my degree and pay the bills. Anything's better than a college wage. So.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would say I'm a good person, very well-rounded, intelligent, very responsible, outgoing. I've always been the type that is very social, have a lot of friends, talk to everybody. But I also work hard, put in 80 hours a week between school and three different jobs. Do what I gotta do to get by, but it's all, you know, leading to the end. I'll get there eventually.
What type of things make you happy?
Well, that'd be a pretty long list. I'm pretty happy most of the time. I would say one of the top things would probably be winning. I really love winning at things. I'm extremely competitive. Whether it's playing sports to flipping a coin, I want to win. So usually being on top and being better at something makes me pretty happy.
And what type of things make you sad?
Actually, one of the main things that makes me sad is seeing people that have barriers to becoming physically fit and things like that. Based on my studies and what I do for a living. Really makes me upset when I see people that have barriers to reaching the point of physical wellness.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
Well, I came from a world of living above means, I would say, and that has shaped me to be more broke in college than your normal college kid. My parents were both work hard, you know, do what they got to do to live happily. So that really led me to aspire for higher degree and higher education as well.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this?
Yeah, I would say my sense of humor and social skills. In high school, I was a class clown, and college, I've had friends tell me I should just go be a comedian. You know, I like to make people laugh. How did I develop it? I don't know, just liking a smile and liking other people smile.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think one of the most admirable qualities to me would be responsibility. I really, really respect somebody that's responsible, gets their stuff done, and you know, takes care of things versus somebody who expects a handout. I would much rather see somebody be responsible and take care of themselves and people they're responsible for.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I would say thing I like best about myself is my ability to be very responsible and work hard and you know get stuff done. But on the flip side, what do I like least is sometimes I feel like I'm lazy because whenever I do get those few hours off and I'm just sitting around, I feel like I should be doing something. So it's kind of tick and tack right there. I don't know.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Most of the time when I spend time with my family, we are playing sports and, you know, stuff like that at the house, watching sports. Between my mom, my three brothers, myself, my dad, we are all into competition and competing with one another, whether it's outside playing something or inside playing pool or throwing darts or something like that in the game room. We're usually doing something active with one another. Versus just sitting around.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, as a child, I really enjoyed playing sports and other activities. Along with that, I also competed in different academic events at school. Pretty much anything that could take up time and, have some sort of competitive aspect to it, something where I could go out and compete, whether it be academically or athletically.
What is your favorite book, and what type of books do you enjoy, and do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book would probably be a series of books. It would be probably the Harry Potter series. I really like books that are, more science fiction, definitely fiction. I'm forced to read nonfiction books for school all the time, so it's nice to get away from that and read things that are outside of the box of real life. Favorite literary character? Not really. Pretty much anybody in the Harry Potter series. It's pretty awesome.
And what was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
The last movie I saw was actually Wedding Crashers. It was not a new movie, but yeah, I like it. I've seen it multiple times. Me and my roommate just rewatched it last night, actually. It's a good one.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Really, I prefer to watch sports like soccer and hockey. I've always said I don't like to watch the sports that I play in real life. Because it's kind of boring and I get too analytical about it. I want to judge everything everybody's doing, So I like to watch the sports that I don't really play or have a chance to play.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
Pretty much for fun, I am at work. My job is pretty fun. Pretty much get to play sports all day and teach others sports. Other than that, I just like to exercise and do other things along those lines. Those are my hobbies.
Are you a creative person, and if so, how do you express your creativity?
I feel that I'm pretty creative. I can draw well. I've done a lot of art stuff. Nothing professionally or nothing I've ever been taught, just for fun. Doodling in binders or just grabbing a blank sheet of paper and drawing. Other than that, I write music and play a lot of guitar and stuff like that. So, usually between art or music, I would say, is how I express my creativity.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've been told that I resemble Zac Brown from the Zac Brown Band. I really don't know who that is. I think it's just because we both have a lot of facial hair. So, everybody assumes beard and beard, we look the same.
Is there a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview, and can you tell me why?
Yeah, probably my grandfather, actually. He passed away when I was really young. I really don't remember him very well. I would really just like to meet him, interview him, I guess you could say. But just to ask about things such as, the way he raised my father and raised my that side of the family. 'Cause I didn't really live with them growing up. So I don't have much to do with that side of the family as much as my mother's side. So they're a lot different than me and my part of the family I grew up with, who I consider my more immediate family. So I'd really like to meet my grandfather, talk to him, and just kind of see how things, how his life was. They were very country. They rode horses, all that, hunted, fished, and I have zero interest in any of that kind of stuff. But it'd be a very interesting person to meet and talk to, and it would be somebody that's important to me still.
Okay, first experiences can be defining. Cite an experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
Important first experience I had was probably the first day that I went to play college baseball. I was an early graduate in high school, so I remember showing up and I was only 17 years old still, going in to play with a college team, and there were some kids there that were 22, 23 years old, with full beards and man muscles. And I was still a little baby without a hair on my chest yet. And, I went in there thinking, I was still the top dog. And I remember walking up and just seeing all these grown men around me and just thinking, wow, I'm out of my league right now. But that first experience ended up being really good for me because I think it helped me develop a lot of work ethic. Because prior to that, I really didn't have work ethic. I was just kind of use my natural ability, but when I got there, I really had to start working hard and having to step up if I was going to be successful still, because of the challenge of the older and some of the more athletic, you know, teammates.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
One of the biggest risks, I could say, was entering college. But even more than that would be going to grad school. I received my bachelor's, and it took me a little longer than expected. I was on the six-year plan with transferring from school to school, all of that. And once I got done with that, you know, everybody's like, finally, you know, you're graduated. And I was like, yeah, well, I think I'm going to keep on going. And had a lot of people telling me, no, wrong decision. You don't need to do that. You're going to go more in debt. Just go get a job. You know, but I had a good opportunity in front of me at the university. So I decided to continue my education and go to receive my master's. And that's probably been one of the best decisions I've ever made. It's opened up a lot of doors, as well as, you know, giving me more job experience with being a teacher and coach and other things like that. So,
of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Right now, I would like to be playing baseball, probably. That's usually what I would love to be doing, although it's not realistic to be doing that all the time, unless you're a professional athlete, of course. But I would like to be out there playing baseball right now. I could do that 24/7, especially if I could get paid for it, but I have other more important things to do. Got to get back to class.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
This moment, I would like to be with my little brother. My brother is off in college right now. I haven't seen him in, I guess, about 7-8 months now. We usually hang out a lot over the summer. And right before he went off to college, I coached him. He was playing for me. And then he left to go play in college also. So now he's actually playing at the same college that I played at. And, you know, I get to talk on the phone to him, text message him, etc. But haven't got to see him in a while or hang out with him in a while. So I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving so I can hang out with him again.
What is your approach to life?
I would say my approach to life is to get ahead. It's always my goal to be on top and to be successful. I don't want to just be, you know, middle class and fading in with everybody else. I'd really like to be on top. So I would say that's my approach, pretty much.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience, probably being named to the junior college all-star team. Being named as an all-star, you know, it's something every child does, and it's fun to be the all-star in your little city leagues. You know, and then you can get awards in high school and stuff, and you know, it's pretty respectable to make the all-star team in high school, but to step up to that next level and be named as one of the better players is extremely rewarding and really helps to show that all the hard work and time has paid off, especially when you put in 20 years working at something.
Who is your favorite actor?
Favorite actor probably be Will Ferrell. He's hilarious. Really makes me smile. I feel like he makes everybody smile. May use inappropriate language on occasion, but I think he pretty much has something for everybody, no matter what your sense of humor is. He's just a really funny guy and extremely good at what he does. Makes everybody smile.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner? I don't know. I really like to eat, so I have a lot of favorite dinners. I'd probably say something with grilled chicken and avocados. Anything with that combination can't go wrong, pretty much.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Not really. I'd have to say if I had to choose one, probably something like checkers, if that counts as a board game, because it doesn't last very long, and get it done with as quick as possible. Other than that, I really can't think of any other board games I enjoyed. Played some Monopoly, but those games took so long, I'd get bored and just want to go outside.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done? What is the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do in the morning is wake up, let both of my dogs out, shower. If I don't shower, I will not wake up. Then you got to eat breakfast and head on the road to school and work for the day. But I guess before I do all that, I snooze my alarm once or twice. Then I get up and do all that stuff.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Something I wish I'd do but I can't. Probably transport or teleport. I think you could do that, but I hate driving so much. I drive 30 minutes to work and then 45 minutes and then 30 more minutes back to home and in circles all day. Not to mention on the weekends I travel for my other job, so I feel like in 1 year I'll put about 50,000 miles on my truck. So I've always said it'd be nice if I could just teleport from location to location, make my life a lot easier.
What is your favorite season and why?
My favorite season, definitely the spring and summer. Primarily because cold weather and me don't get along very well. I always like the cold for maybe a week so I can throw on my cold clothes, but then I get over it really quick and just ready for summer again. Also, summer is when all the best sports are played in spring. Baseball, of course. And when it gets colder is when they start playing football, and my Facebook feed and everything just gets demolished by football talk.
What matters to you most?
What matters to me most? I would say currently my education, getting done with school and making sure that I finish, successfully, get it done with, and can get a job in the future. You hear the horror stories of everybody graduating college and still not being able to find a job. So I've been working very hard the past couple of years to make sure my resume and everything is completely top par so that I can, get out and get on that road to success.
What is the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
I would definitely, I can think of a couple of different things. Trying to think the first thing that comes to mind, I guess it's kind of funny but also embarrassing, was when I was at my senior prom and they announced me as the class clown, and I went up there to get my reward, and when I was walking down, I tripped down the stage, and everyone laughed at me, and I was, kind of got up and played it off like I did it on purpose. So I'm sure half the crowd was thinking, "Man, this guy's a jokester," and the other half was thinking, "He just busted it." But it was pretty funny. I'd have to say that's the most people I've ever made laugh at one time, although they were probably laughing at me, not with me. They could probably see the blushing face.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I would definitely say I feel most strongly about the cause on physical activity, on limiting the amount of physical inactivity that we have in the world, especially nowadays with obesity becoming a major issue in America with all the different things in Congress and stuff they're trying to pass and all that. I'd say that the cause to create a more healthy nation is probably the cause I feel strongest about.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
If I were a superhero, there's a lot of different powers. I always said I'd like to have the power of persuasion. That would be my superpower. Why? Because then I could pretty much talk anybody into anything. It'd be very persuasive. So I guess no superhero that's already been made. I would be Mr. Persuasion, my own superhero.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
There's a lot of places I would go. I don't know. I would like to scare my friends. I would like to be a fly on the wall and a lot of conversations. A lot of different areas. Pretty much limitless of things you could do if you were invisible. A lot of things you could do, a lot of places you could go that you weren't supposed to go. So.
You are majoring in exercise science. When did you first become interested in this field?
I became interested in this field when I first transferred to a university from junior college. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. Had a lot of outside persuasion from family and friends and stuff. You should go to medical school. You should be an engineer. I was always good in school, so they wanted me to do something like that. So I tried those things out for a semester and decided I just did not like that. I just wanted to be around sports and exercise and stuff that I enjoyed doing. So, I've been interested in that for several years now, and that's what I've always studied.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I'm still kind of winging it right now, but I have a lot of doors open, a lot of things I could do, from coaching to wellness to cardiac rehab, something along those lines. But as of right now, I've been kind of looking into going into sales, some sort of medical sales, medical device sales, something along those lines.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
If I could choose any career, I would definitely be a coach, baseball coach. I've been doing that for since the day I stopped playing college. I've been coaching different baseball teams as a side job. But it's not ideal to raise a family and stuff on that kind of wage.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in relation to work, family, travel?
10 years from now, I would vision myself still working very hard, hopefully reaching a point of success by that time. I'd like to, be doing something where, something along the lines where I can be happily working, but at a significant amount of hours where it's possible to have a family and to raise a family. Traveling, I don't see myself doing that until retirement. Maybe the occasional trip to Vegas, but nothing crazy yet.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Romantic evening. I wouldn't say I'm the most romantic type. Dinner and a movie is pretty romantic to me. I really can't think of much. If I were to have somebody do something romantic for me, if you just cooked for me and got a movie, I'd be pretty happy.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Definitely look for qualities that they have a good sense of humor, that they can handle my sense of humor. Also like somebody to be very easygoing and lax. A lot of times I see people in relationships where they're constantly fighting and stuff like that, and I'm definitely not the confrontational type or the type that wants to fight about anything. I think everybody should just be happy, make up, and be in.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I guess pending on the situation, but there's lots of very simple things that would make girls happy. Nicest thing you can do for them sometimes are the smallest things. So, really kind of hard to answer at the current time, depending on who she was or what she liked.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to do this because, I'd heard from one of my fellow friends that had been doing this for several years that it was a pretty good gig, easy way to get compensated and make it through college a little easier. Then on top of that, after actually getting into the program, kind of got the sense of giving back to the community and helping out others.
This concludes donor audio interview 4723.